Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Wednesday, March 27th. On today's show, Singapore prime office rents reached their highest level since 2008, defying the commercial property slump affecting other financial hubs. Plus, S&P Global downgrades 5 U.S. regions over concerns about commercial real estate. And, according to the Skyline report, booming commercial construction is keeping pace with demand. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a surprising trend in the commercial property market. Despite the commercial property slump affecting many major financial hubs, office rents in Singapore have reached a 15-year high in the first quarter. According to data from Jones Lang LaSalle Inc., gross effective monthly rents for premium office space in Singapore's central business district jumped to $11.42 per square foot. This is the highest since the last quarter of 2008. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply CRE. Can you tell us more about this trend?
Certainly, David. This rise in office rents in Singapore is quite significant, especially considering the ongoing commercial real estate downturn in many Western cities and regional rivals like Hong Kong. The strength of Singapore's commercial property market is largely due to a widespread return to office push and a boom in private wealth.
What about vacancies? Are they seeing a similar trend?
Yes. Vacancies for prime office space in Singapore reached a post-pandemic low of 5.3% in the first quarter, compared with 5.5% in the previous 3 months. However, it's important to note that most leasing activity is still from small to mid-sized tenants, while large occupier demand remains weak.
Interesting. Can you tell us more about the large occupier demand?
Certainly. For instance, Meta Platforms Inc. will cut space in Singapore in the second half of this year. JLL estimates that tenants have not been secured for more than 1.5 million square feet of office space coming online in 2024 and 2025. In fact, more than 3 million square feet of office space will be completed this year, according to estimates from the Urban Redevelopment Authority. That's more than 3 times the amount that entered the market last year.
That's a significant amount of space. How does this compare to other major financial hubs?
While other major financial hubs are experiencing a slump in the commercial real estate market, Singapore seems to be bucking the trend. The city-state has managed to avoid a major downturn, thanks to a return to office push and a boom in private wealth. However, the weak demand from large occupiers is a concern and something to keep an eye on.
Thanks for that report, Michael. In related financial news, S&P Global has revised the outlooks of 5 regional banks in the United States from stable to negative. This downgrade is due to potential risks associated with commercial real estate, or CRE. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply CRE. Can you tell us more about this downgrade and the banks it affects?
Certainly, David. The banks affected by this downgrade are First Commonwealth Financial, M&T Bank, Synovus Financial, Trustmark, and Valley National Bancorp. S&P Global's decision to downgrade their outlooks is based on their heightened exposure to CRE loans.
What kind of impact could this have on the banking sector?
The downgrade has sparked concerns about the stability of the banking sector. S&P Global stated that stress in CRE markets could potentially harm the asset quality and performance of these 5 banks. This follows New York Community Bancorp's unexpected quarterly loss earlier this year, due to provisions on bad CRE loans, which triggered a sell-off in U.S. regional banking shares.
What are the specific risks associated with commercial real estate that are causing these concerns?
Investors are worried that the combination of rising borrowing costs and low occupancy rates for office spaces in the post-COVID-19 era may lead to more lenders facing losses due to loan defaults. Additionally, the banking sector is grappling with the increasing cost of retaining deposits in the face of high interest rates.
Has S&P Global expressed any other concerns about the banking sector?
Yes, S&P Global has also expressed a negative outlook for 9 other U.S. banks, constituting 18% of those rates. Most of these downgrades were due to significant CRE exposures.
How does this align with the Federal Reserve's stance on the issue?
This decision by S&P Global resonates with a warning issued by the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, earlier this month. Powell cautioned regional banks about potential failures due to risks associated with commercial real estate loans. He emphasized that the banking sector could witness more such failures, thereby corroborating S&P Global's concerns.
What does this mean for the future of the banking sector?
The future of the banking sector is uncertain due to these concerns. Investors are likely to be more vigilant in light of these potential risks.
Thanks for those insights, James. Now, shifting our focus to real estate, Northwest Arkansas is witnessing a record-setting construction boom in commercial property, according to the latest Arvest Skyline report. Despite the surge in construction, demand has kept pace, with the overall vacancy rate for commercial property remaining steady. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent, Bella. Can you tell us more about this report and the current state of commercial real estate in Northwest Arkansas?
Certainly, David. The Arvest Skyline report is a biannual analysis of the commercial, single-family residential, and multifamily residential property markets in Benton and Washington counties. The report indicates that commercial building permits issued in the second half of 2023 reached their highest level since the report's inception in 2004, totaling $287.1 million. This suggests continued growth in the near future.
That's quite a significant increase. How does this compare to the first half of 2023?
In the first half of 2023, non-Walmart building permits amounted to $168.5 million. So the second half of the year saw a significant jump. Despite the addition of 623,288 square feet of new space, the overall vacancy rate for commercial property remained steady at 6.4%.
What does this tell us about the supply and demand dynamics in the region?
Mervin Jebaraj, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas, points out that the region's growth in commercial real estate is bucking trends seen in other parts of the country. Despite new space entering the market, it gets leased fairly quickly, indicating a healthy balance between supply and demand.
What about specific sectors within the commercial real estate market, such as office space or warehouse space?
The region added 203,815 square feet of new office space in the second half of 2023, but the vacancy rate remained at 8.8%. As for warehouse space, businesses added 575,000 square feet in 2023, but the vacancy rate actually fell from 3.6% to 3.2%. This suggests that demand for warehouse space is outpacing supply. The retail sector added 10,898 square feet of new space in the second half of the year, with the vacancy rate remaining unchanged at 7.9%.
The commercial real estate market in Northwest Arkansas is indeed thriving. Thanks for the insights, Bella. Speaking of thriving markets, despite the addition of 623,288 square feet of new commercial space, the overall vacancy rate for commercial real estate remained steady in the first half of 2023. This is according to the Arvest Bank Commercial Skyline report. Here to delve deeper into this report is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply CRE. Can you tell us more about the state of commercial real estate in the region?
Certainly, David. The report indicates a healthy balance between supply and demand in the region's commercial real estate market. In the office space submarket, 203,815 square feet of new space was added in the second half of 2023. Despite this, the vacancy rate remained unchanged at 8.8%, a slight increase from 8.4% in the second half of 2022.
And how does this compare to the total amount of office space added to the market in 2023?
For the entire year of 2023, 277,228 square feet of office space was added to the market. Bentonville and Fayetteville were the main contributors, adding 147,962 square feet and 91,153 square feet, respectively. This represents 86% of the total.
What does this tell us about the health of the commercial real estate market in the region?
Mervin Jebaraj, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas, notes that the commercial real estate market in the region remains very healthy. New spaces are entering the market and getting leased fairly quickly. While many regions in the country are experiencing rising vacancy rates, the Northwest Arkansas region has maintained a balance in terms of supply and demand.
What about the value of commercial building permits?
The report distinguishes between permits for Walmart's new headquarters and those for other new projects. In the second half of 2023, the value of permits not related to Walmart reached an all-time high in the report's history at $287.1 million. This indicates a continued belief in strong regional growth in the business sector.
And what about the warehouse submarket?
In 2023, almost 575,000 square feet were added to the warehouse submarket. Interestingly, the vacancy rate for warehouse space actually decreased from 3.6% in the first half of 2023 to 3.2% in the second half.
So overall, how would you describe the commercial real estate market in the region?
Kelly Carlson, Senior Vice President and Loan Manager with Arvest Bank of Benton County, describes the market for commercial real estate properties in the region as healthy and robust. The business community continues to grow, and this is reflected in the commercial real estate market.
Thanks to our Simply CRE reporter, Celeste, for those insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.